Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Every day we update it with new stuff, lots of new stuff every day, actually, and hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things that are there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, take our poll question right there on the homepage. We have a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And also Facebook. We have a Facebook fan page. You can find it there, too. Terry Lanier is our guest. She's our good friend, 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, assistant professor of entrepreneurship at Columbia College in Chicago, and her website is Terry Lanier, just like you think it would be spelled, .com. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us, and congratulations again on your doctorate, folks. It's now Dr. Terry Lanier, but I knew her when she was not a doctor, and so she said I can still call her Terry, but I do have to kiss her ring. She did say I have to do that. Hey, Terry, part of your, when you were getting your doctorate, you did a lot of research on entrepreneurs, on small business, and I'd like for you to share some of the things you learned there.
Well, that I've learned that even over 100 years, that entrepreneurs very much are the same. Definitely the environment's changed, but I think it's that key of entrepreneurial opportunity recognition, as they call it, the chance to see something and to see the actual business potential in it. And the entrepreneurs that I looked at, who were the founders of Quaker Oats and Quisco, which at that time was owned by Procter & Gamble, and Coca-Cola, really understood that what other people saw, they saw something entirely different. And it's, I think that is still the key to being a successful entrepreneur, taking a look at the landscape out there and seeing the opportunity.
And this is one of the problems. This is one of the challenges that entrepreneurs have, Terry. Because if you see something that you believe in, more than likely, even your most trusted, loving advisors won't see it. And if it's something you see that nobody else sees, it's either a mistake or it's genius. And you may not, there comes a point, Terry, where you may be all alone with your idea. What do you think?
It's true. When I first started working solo, I was about 8 or 9 years ahead of everyone else who was out there, and people were pitying me, saying, Terry, it's really too bad you can't get a real job. And then, of course, a decade later, everybody was saying, how do I do this too? So if you have an idea out there that you think is truly unique, don't give up on it. Persistence is really a very important part of success, as you and I have talked about so many times.
Imagine telling your friends and family that you're going to start a nationally syndicated radio show on small business in 1997. Imagine that conversation. So the thing that I think you have to do, number one, you have to believe in yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. But you also have to do a lot of homework, right? I mean, you have to keep saying to yourself, you know what? These people are not dummies. They care about me. They're not just trying to shoot me down, these people who are pushing back on me. I've got to make sure that if I go against their advice, against their feelings about me and about what I'm doing, I've got to make sure that I've done my homework so that I can justify it to myself. One of my mentors one time told me, he said, Jim, make sure you're always checking your position. What do you think, Terry?
Absolutely. And the thing is that you can turn those objections into more fuel, because successful entrepreneurs take a look at those objections and they say, okay, what am I learning from this? What am I not communicating? What am I hearing that people don't understand about my vision, about my message, about my product or service? So don't just shut those things down and walk away in a huff and say, you just don't understand. Really listen and say, okay, how are they trying to pierce holes in all of this, and how can I make my idea even stronger?
Well said. And there are a couple of other things I'd like to add to that. Number one, ask yourself if what your idea is about Is it a solution that's addressing a problem you've identified, or have you identified a problem and you're trying to find a solution? I mean, you've got to identify the pain first and then look for the solution, because if you've got the solution first and you start looking for the pain, then that's the wrong way to go about it. That's one thing to think about. And the other thing is ask your potential customers. Road test it with your potential customers. I don't know how many times I've seen this happen, Terry, and you have too, where people just went out and, you know, I remember a friend of mine wanted to get in the soup business, and he started just giving soup away to see if people would like his soup. You know, and before he tried to sell it, he gave it away to see if, and you know, when people said, hey, I like this, then he knew he was onto something.
Right. It's what I call, Jim, listen between the lines. What are people saying I wish somebody would figure something out, or this is such a pain, or this is so frustrating for me. Those conversations can lead to some great, great business ideas.
But then the real entrepreneurs find a way to make a business mind. That comes back to what we talked about in the very beginning of our visit today, Terry. The real entrepreneurs, the successful ones, find a way to make a business model out of what you just said, and I think that's the real break point for an entrepreneur. TerryLaunier.com is the website. Terry, congratulations on your educational accomplishments and your new job. Looking forward to getting you back again real soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be with you.
Terry Launier, ladies and gentlemen, she's a great resource for us. She'll be back again real soon. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Lysenkamp. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.